Now, believe me, we can close this meeting here now with everything the Lord has spoken to us today during the opening prayer by our brother Kenny, and then the worship, the words that came forth during the worship, the lyrics of the songs that the worship team led us in worship this morning with. Our God has literally spoken everything that He has impressed in my spirit to speak to us today. And so if you have been attentive to the words, if you haven't just been singing those songs, just following the motion, if you have been listening and allowing those words to actually, you know, get to your spirit, I want to apologize to you that you may be bored in the course of this sermon. But I have a mandate, and I believe that God wants me to speak today on something, the title I have called Trust in God Alone. Trust in God. The words of the songs says His word is unfailing. His promises are unshakable. All my hope is in You. In everything, I will trust in You. Let us pray. Our Father, thank You. Holy Spirit, thank You. I ask You to do Your work that You promised You were going to do, and to glorify Jesus. We ask that everything we do here right now will lift up Jesus, Him and Him alone, be lifted up in this place. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So like I said earlier on, I will be speaking on trust in God. There are quite a few people sitting here right now. For some of us, we've been here several times. And for other people, this is probably your first time of coming in here. I'd like to welcome you. But there is something, whether you've been here several times or you've been here, you're coming here for the first time today, you came here for a reason. You are here for a reason. There is something that brought you here this morning. For some people, it's because they believe in God. And some people believe, but they don't like to use, they don't like to say they believe in God, even though it is the truth that God is the only person that we as humans must or are allowed to believe in. But whether you believe in God or you believe in something else, whatever you believe, whatever that reason why you came here this morning, I want to encourage you this morning to take that a step further. To not only believe, but to trust. So if it is God that you believe in, the same God I believe in, is that we should not just believe in God, but we take that a step further trusts in God, trusts in God. Now, what is trust? I've looked at several dictionary definitions. One of them puts it like this. He said, trust is assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or the truth of someone or something. And another one puts it like this. He said, trust is a firm belief or confidence in the reliability, ability, honesty, integrity, or truth of someone or something. I want to unpack that a little bit. If we look at all these attributes that have just been mentioned from that definition of what we see trust to be, if we put everything together, we see that there is no human being that can meet up to that standard. Not because we're not good enough, not because we don't want to, but because we simply are not made that way to be able to fulfill all the attributes of trust. Some people are very honest, but they're not reliable. Some people are very reliable, but that particular thing that you're trusting, you're hoping that they'll be able to do for you, they simply do not have the ability to do it. Or some people, they want to help, they commit to help, but they simply do not have that integrity to be able to follow through. Now, so all these attributes we can find in only one human being. Only one human being. And that person is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only one that is fully reliable. He is the only one that you can depend on 100%. He is the only one that has unquestionable integrity. He is the only one that has got all the abilities. And he's faithful, and he's truthful. And brothers and sisters, we can depend on Jesus. We can depend on him for our everyday needs. And we have that full confidence in him. Because he is reliable. He has been tested. The heavens have tested him. The earth has tested him. The grave tested him. Jesus has been found to lack nothing. The Bible says, Jesus quote, he said, the enemy came and they found nothing in him. I don't even want to say nothing in me, because I am full, I'm flawed. The Bible says they found nothing in Jesus. And so because of that, we can depend on him. He is dependable. And he is the only one that we can put our 100% trust in. That's why the writer of the book of Proverbs chapter 3 puts it this way. It says in Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5 to 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Why? Because if you lean on your own understanding, your understanding is pulling you to the north. God's love and God's trust want you to go to the south. It won't work. And so trusting in God requires the whole of human efforts. We must completely trust in God. Completely trust in God. I want to share with us a story of something that happened to somebody in the Bible. In the book of Job, I'm not going to read that, but I'll just give you the passage. In chapter 1, we'll start with chapter 1, Job chapter 1, we're given an account of Job, his life, his wealth, his children. And at some stage, in Job chapter 1, we are told that Satan went before the Lord. And so when we begin to go through things in life, nothing happens by accident, brothers and sisters. You see, we don't know what has transpired in the heavens. We have no clue. Job had no clue what had gone on, how the enemy had gone before the Lord to sought permission in order to inflict him, bring difficulties, pain upon him. And so we're told there that after the enemy went to the Lord, after Satan went to the Lord and obtained permission, and what happened to Job? In chapter 1, we're told he lost everything. Everything. First of all, he's lost his wealth, everything. And what was his conclusion? Job said, the Lord gives and he takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was his conclusion. Now, little did he know that more was coming. And then the next chapter, what happened? The Bible says all his children, his sons and his daughters, they were gathered in the house of his first son and they were having a nice time. And what happened? Again, the enemy presents itself to obtain permission again to further afflict him. And what happened? Permission granted. And what happened? The Bible says the building came down and all his children, everything in one day. In one day. See, sometimes when we go through things in life and we are trusting God, we are praying to God, we believe Him, we believe His Word, we are asking Him to intervene. Sometimes we find things might be progressing slower than we anticipate. How do we react? Today is our healing guest service. Trusting God for healing. Trusting God to intervene in a particular situation. Sometimes the Lord might decide He's not going to intervene. Does that mean that God hasn't heard the prayers? God has heard our prayers. He hears our prayers. Every time we pray, He hears us. That's the God that we serve. That's the faithfulness of God. And that's the reason why, whether things are working to our expectation or not, we trust Him. We go beyond just belief. We have faith in Him. But when we cement our faith by trusting, we hang in there. We stay there because we know that our God will stand unshakable. God will show up. He will show up. We will see Him. He will not abandon us. He will not leave us. He will be there with us. He will be there for us. And when we get to our destination, we will see Him there. We may not see Him. We may not feel Him as we pass through the affliction, but He's there with us. Now, we're told in that scripture that Job's wife, at some stage, looked at him. Are you still serving this God? You are still trusting Him? Huh? After everything, why not just curse Him and die? Now, it's easy for us to read. We read it and we say, Job's wife said, just curse God and die. But you see, I want to say something here. Let's remember that this woman, at some stage, she had a relationship with these children. We don't know if she is the mother of those children, if she was the mother of those children. We don't know. But also, we were not also told in scripture that Job had two wives. So if we put what we know together, it is likely she is the mother of those children. And so at some stage, she's had enough. She's had enough. She's been pressed. She's been pushed. She's been compressed. And what, how do we react as human beings? Give up. Which makes sense. Just give up. Just curse this God and just end this thing. But Job said no. Job looked at her. He said, why do you speak like one of these? He didn't say that's who she was. He said, why do you talk like one of those? And Job held. He stood his ground. You see, brothers and sisters, there were two possibilities. Job could have gone through and died in that suffering, in the pain. And God's name will still have been glorified. Why? Because Job did not know what happened between God and the enemy, what transpired on his behalf. So he did not know that even if he had gone through unsuccessful in the eyes of mortals, in the human eyes, you went through unsuccessful, you died in that horrible sickness. Forgetting that Satan obtained permission to tempt him to see if he, Job, would change his position as far as God was concerned. But Job did not know that. He stood there. He said, even if he slays me, hallelujah, even if he slays me, he said, yet will I trust him. Hallelujah. It's not easy to say that when you've got sores all over your body. It's not easy to say that when you've lost all your children. It's not easy to say that when your friends, they begin to badmouth you. It's not even, in fact, it's even worse to say that when your wife or your husband, the person that knows you best, tells you, just end this thing. It's not easy to say, even if he slays me, yet will I trust him. But brothers and sisters, our God is a God of love. Our God is a God of mercy. God will not slay us. Hallelujah. God will not leave us in the help in a situation where we are helpless. God will come through for us. God will come through for us. I don't know what you're going through this morning. I don't know what you've been going through for the past week. I don't know what you've been going through for the past month. But I know one thing. That our God will stand unshakable. I know that our God will come true. When you come to God, when you come to God, when you call upon God, trust in God, trust in Him. This God that you serve, this God that you believe in, trust in Him. He will not let you down. He is dependable. He is dependable. If it is for your health, you're trusting God for healing, God is dependable. Hallelujah. If you are trusting God for a breakthrough, God is dependable. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. God knows everything. He owns everything. He sees everything. He has all powers. He holds everything in his hands. If he can give us Christ, if he can give us his one and only Son, if he himself can change his nature forever, change the nature of Godhead forever, now because of you and I, there is a body. Hallelujah. Jesus, if God can come that, if he can stoop that low, if he can come that low to become flesh, what can he not give us through Jesus? What can he not give to us? Or what would he not want to give to us? He will give us all things as long as we obey him. He will give us all things as long as we do his will. He will give us all things as long as we desire, if we desire his kingdom. We have been told here several times. If we desire for his kingdom to come and we work for the kingdom of God to come, we pray, we go out evangelizing, we speak to people, we begin to expand, we extend the kingdom of God. That's the will of God. The will of God is for the expansion of his kingdom so that souls will be saved. When we do that, the Bible says, ask whatever you will. It shall be done. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our God will come. He will stand. And when he stands, nothing can shake him. When he comes, nothing can move him. He will come because of you. He will come because of me. So as you begin to listen to me this morning, I just want you to begin to let your faith in God begin to rise. Let your trust in him. Let your trust begin to rise in him. We're talking about trusting in God and God alone. Not in any man, not in any human being. No human being can give you what you want. No human being can satisfy your needs. No human being. Not because they don't want to, but just they simply don't have that ability. They cannot. You cannot give what you don't have. I want to read from Mark chapter 8. And I'll read verse 22 through to verse 25. Mark chapter 8. If you have your Bible, you can turn to that. Mark chapter 8, verse 22 to 25 with me, please. And I read. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. I want to pause there, and let's unpack that a little bit. It says some people, they brought a blind man to Jesus. Okay? We don't know whether that blind man was brought against his will. But we're told there they brought a blind man to Jesus and begged Jesus to touch him. The Bible says he took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Okay, so this is the scenario. Whatever happened between the blind man and the people that brought him, we don't know. All we are told is they brought him to Jesus. Did they force him there? Did they force him to come? You may never know. We may never know. And you see, Jesus, our Lord Jesus, full of wisdom, understanding. The Bible says Jesus took the blind man by the hand. Hallelujah. And he led him out of the town or the village. Why did he do that? I believe Jesus wanted to establish a connection, a relationship between himself and that blind man. Took the man by the hand and they walked outside, out of where other people were. And outside where it was just Jesus and the man, what happened? If we read verse 23. I read verse 24. Oh, so go back to 23. It says, he took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, do you see anything? Do you see anything? He looked up and said, I see people. They look like trees walking around. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's pause here for a while. This is the blind man we're talking about here. So how did he know the difference between people and trees? Is it possible that this man, he may have lost his vision at some stage in life? I don't know. But if that wasn't the case, then he must have been an incredibly clever man for him to know that this I see now is a person, but it doesn't look like a person, it looks like a tree. But however, what happened, we don't know. Praise the Lord. But he said, I see people walking around and they look like trees. But people don't look like trees. People don't look like trees. And so, what did Jesus do? Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened. His sight was restored. And he saw everything clearly. What's the lesson there? So the first time, something happened. But let's remember here that this was a man that was brought to Jesus. So is it possible that when Jesus prayed for this man the first time and he saw men like trees, this man could have said, look, don't waste my time. If he wasn't willing, if he did not have that full trust that Jesus was not wasting his time, if he did not have that trust that however this thing is going to play out, in the end, I will see men clearly. I may be seeing men like trees now. You may be seeing men like trees, or seeing women like cattle, animals. It's true. It doesn't matter your situation. It does not matter what you're going through. Whatever you are seeing, which is beclouding your vision, whatever you are seeing, which is changing your perspective of life, God wants you to hold on to Him. God wants you to trust Him. That blind man has a right to say, don't touch my eyes again. Praise the Lord. It's true. We read these stories, we laugh about it, but the man, he has a right. If he lives in a place like the UK, no, don't touch my eyes again. You touched me the first time, now I'm seeing men like trees. I'm happy with that. Just leave me alone. No. He was willing. And he allowed Jesus to touch his eyes again. He trusted him enough. He trusted him second time. Well, people will say he was second time lucky. No, there's nothing like lucky. He was second time blessed. Second contact. And he saw men like men. God will cause us to see men like men today. God will cause us to see men like men today. And we will see trees like trees. God will heal us this morning. God will come through for us. I don't care whatever we're going through. God is here this morning. We just need to stand and remember that our God, the God that you and I serve, is unshakable. He's unshakable. And He will meet us at the point of our needs. Another thing I want to bring out before I round up, before we pray for people. How long have you been trusting God? How many times have you tried? If I let's bring it home, how many times have you come out for prayers for the same thing? And to you, it might seem like nothing is happening. No, something is happening. You may not know it. Something is happening in the spiritual. You may not know it. But I tell you this morning, brothers and sisters, do not give up on God. Stand your ground. Put your trust in God. Put your hope in God. For that blind man, it was two encounters. For me, might be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Doesn't bother me. As long as it happens. Let God do his business, his job in his own way. We cannot tell him how to do his work. We cannot tell him how to be God. Let's leave him to be God. Let's do our part. Our own is to have faith and to trust him. So once you know you have faith, and your faith is unshakable, your faith is built on the word of God, and you and then we trust him, that however he wants to do it, let him do it. Then we leave the rest to him. We leave the rest to him. And so I just want you to be encouraged this morning that whatever you're going through, it doesn't matter how long, it doesn't matter how many times you've tried, it doesn't matter how many times people have prayed for you, do not give up on God. Do not give up on the God you serve. Do not accept the status quo. Oh no, they said that's how it is normally in this kind of medical condition. Who said that? Bible says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory, even by Christ Jesus. Jesus healed all manner of diseases. All, the Bible says, all manner of diseases. What are the sicknesses and available and diseases available today? You name them. Some of the ones that have been discovered recently now. The Bible says Jesus healed all manner of diseases. I'm a literal believer of the word of God. When the Bible says all manner of diseases, I believe. Some of them, then they didn't even know the name of the disease that they had. They were carrying it, but they didn't know. The doctors did not. I'm not sure what is this. So, haven't you been to the doctor before? Doctor said, look, to be honest with you, I don't know what's going on. It's true. They're human beings. The equipment they have are limited. The database where they get information from is limited. They're human beings. Medical science has limits. So there are diseases that are coming up that they've not even given names to. They're yet to identify them. But the Bible says Jesus healed all manner of diseases. So diseases that were there thousands of years ago and diseases that will come again in this world in the next 1,000 years, the Bible says Jesus healed all of them. So I don't care what you're going through. Put your trust in Jesus. Let your faith in God rise. Just say, God, it's you. It's you. It's you. And one of the verse of one of the songs we sang, he says, in everything, I will trust you. He says it all. People are going to come out and we're going to start praying for people in a few minutes. I just want you to begin to see God as a God that's bigger than any problem you're facing. Whether it's health problems, whether it's emotional, whatever it is, God is bigger than that. Just begin to put your trust in God. I'm going to ask the worship team to get ready to come on. Minister to us. And I'm just going to ask all of us to rise up. Let's rise. As we stand, I'm just going to bring this sermon to a close. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for what you're going to do here. We ask, Lord Jesus, that your name be glorified. That your name be glorified. that your name, O Lord, be glorified. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Please, if you need prayers for anything, don't hold back. Please come forward. People that are going to pray, please come forward as well. People that will be praying for our brothers and sisters, please come forward.